The problem for the men was likely overexertion, but there are ways around that. Older adults have to realize that it's intimacy that's important, says Dr. Gary Kennedy, director of geriatric psychiatry at Montefiore Medical Center in New York. If the focus is on pleasure rather than achieving orgasm each time, it can be fulfilling. In this and other dimensions of aging, Kennedy cites pianist Vladimir Horowitz, who died at age 86 and was still performing into his 80s. Conceding the limitations of age, he left the most demanding pieces out of his performances. Of those that remained, he would play the slower ones first, making the faster ones seem faster still by comparison. He would optimize, not maximize, says Kennedy. There is an admitted bumper sticker quality to dictum like that, but compared with the familiar age-related wisdom, take it slow, watch your diet, stay cheerful, it's bracing. There are, Kennedy says, no true healthy centenarians. You can't put 100 points on the board without getting worn out and banged up along the way. But there are independent centenarians and happy centenarians, and centenarians who have had a rollicking good ride. The same is true for people who will never reach the 100-year mark, but make the very most of the time they get. The end of life is a non-negotiable thing. The quality and exact length of life, however, is something we very much have the power to shape.